We'll skip a little bit. We're finishing the Sicha from Rav Kluger. We're talking about the two Madregas of Emuna. In that Bechina, in that world of Keser, Emuna de Malchus and Emuna de Keser. We're up to page Yudalad, where it says V'ha'olam Yizeh. There's a little Yudalad in the right-hand corner. V'ha'olam Yizeh. That's from last week's page, not from the new ones. V'ha'olam Yizeh. Right-hand corner on top, the first words on Yudalad, V'ha'olam Yizeh. Now remember that Emunah de Malchus is one that is rooted in seichel and understanding, in reason and in understanding. On the other hand, Emunah, the highest level of Emunah is of Keser. Emunah Pshuta. Emunah, which is Lamala Mitam Vadas. What we were left with at the end last week was that L'chari, there's a problem with, or there's Chas V'Sholom, there's a certain Chisorin in Emunah of Keser. And the Chisorin is that in our way of thinking, in our way of living, it's impossible to be mischaber to something that we don't understand. How is a person supposed to connect to something in a deep way if he doesn't understand it? After all, this is the playing field of Basav Adam. And in the world of Basav Adam, when I am masig something, when I get it, when I comprehend it, and I work it through, then I can find it to be meaningful. It can change my life because of the deep connection that I have to what I understand. In Emuna of Keser, which is the Maila Ha'Elyoina of Emuna, we're talking about something which is Lamal Mitam V'Das. It's beyond our comprehension. The difference that we're familiar with, or a little familiar with, just from the Lashonis of the Svarim, of Makif and Pnimi, we can understand that something which is a Pnimi, something which inhabits my inner being, my Seichel, my awareness, my consciousness, I can relate to. I can understand, I can relate to. Something which is a Makif, which hovers over me, I don't get it. So it would appear, Chas V'Sholom, ki'ilu, there's a maila to emuna of Malchus, to emuna which is based upon Seichel, that I can be mischarbet to, and many, many, many have chosen such a way of emuna. Many identify with that way of Emunah, as opposed to Emunah of Keser, which is Lamal Mitam V'Das. And is this the difference between a Makif, something which is beyond and above, as opposed to a Pnimi, something which is inner, inward, and grasped and understood? This is a very common mistake that's made in the misunderstanding of Emunah Pshuta. We'll finish this, what we need to from this piece right now from Rav Kluger, and then we're going to see a little bit from the Sefer HaEmunah from the Bilvavi, one of the earliest Svarim before Bilvavi Mishkan Evna came out, the Sefer HaEmunah, which is an unbelievable Sefer. The whole Sefer is on this Nakuda. from Rav Schwartz. Just this nakuda. Ha'olam yizeh shalachayr afabi shamuni yesh ba hamayla yaseir shihim ma'al hakol. What comes out from what we've learned so far is that even though l'chayra emuna of keser has the ma'ala yaseir that it's higher than anything. It's the highest level of faith. Ach yesh ba hachisar mitzad ha'odam. But it seems to have a chisaron mitzad ha'adam, mitzad us. Sheni yochol kol kach l'hischaber l'ze. We can't really relate to it. We don't get it. Ram l'fi ha'emes eino kein. Now it's going to take us a little bit more to understand this. But l'fi ha'emes eino kein. It's not true. Kechein rak be'emuna de malchus. Shayach she'elazu. See, this whole question, well, if I don't get it, then how could I relate to it? That whole question is coming from my understanding. The question is coming from human reason. Human reason dictates, when I get something, then I can connect to it. If I don't get it, then I'm detached. I don't get it. Then I can't connect to it. That itself, that svara, is a human svara. It's a logical, rational svara. That itself is a kasha, a question, or a distinction that comes from emuna of malchus, from the maskilim, not the gedolei hamaminim, or the people who Rav Kook refers to as the mistaklim ha'elyonim, those who gaze upon things from a different perspective, from a higher place. According to reason, in that world of Emunah Sichlis, Shayach Sheilazu. It's not a good question. It's a good question. Shehi Makif Venupnimi. That this thing of Keser is Makif. It's over us. It's higher than us. And Enopnimi. And it's not inside of my brain. I don't get it. This is where the mistake comes. The question is a question that's coming from Seichel. And it's a good question, Api Seichel. L'moshel. In the ahava, in the dveikus between a husband and a wife. If you ask in a very strong relationship, in a very, very deep relationship of etzem ha'atzamai, that's a mamish ha'zivik, if you ask the person, why do you love your wife? Why do you love your husband? So then that person will talk about the milas of the other that they're mischabit to. I love my, and as you're asking me a question, so I'll answer the question. You're asking me a seichel dikke question, it's fair, and I'm going to answer you a piseichel. The answer a piseichel is, let's say the wife is talking, my husband is good-natured, he's generous, he's kind, he's God-fearing, he's good to me, he loves the children, v'chulu v'chulu. The person who's interviewing this woman is taking notes and writing down all of these seichel dikke, completely understandable explanations, which are absolutely true. And these are reference points of reference that the wife has when she thinks about her husband, of why she loves him. But would anybody who has more than seichel ever say that is the etzem of the ahava? That the shopping list, good, kind, generous, smart, from, all of that. That is the etzem hadover? That's the mitzias of the love? Of course that's not the mitzias of the love. The mitzias of the love is something which is l'mal mitam v'das. Does that mean that the person is not mischaber to the mitzias? To the etzem? Of course the person, of course she is mischaber to the etzem of the love. But she can only explain Api Seichel. She can only explain Api Seichel these points of connection. nice, generous, frum, and so on. But is that the etzem hachibur? Of course not. The etzem hachibur, she just closes her eyes and a little tear comes out. And she can't explain that. That brings us back to aniyadati. I know this. All of those things on the list are points of connection and they make sense. Were some of these points to, if some of these points would, God forbid, be deleted, let's say the person is not well. The husband has fallen into a state, chas v'shalom, of dementia. So he's not kind, he yells. He's not generous. He watches every single thing that he has. He doesn't go to shul, doesn't learn. So all of the points of connection are disappearing one by one. All of the perushim, all of the hesberim, all of the sichlias upon which the relationship l'chayra is based, emun of malchus, all of those are fading. They're all disappearing. What's left is something which you can't explain al pisaychel, but it's the mitzias of the kasher. That doesn't mean that it's over them or above them or beyond them. It means it's the mitzias, it's the etzem hadavar. The etzem hadavar can't be explained. Lamala mitam vadas doesn't mean it's not there. It means that it can't be contained in sichlius of tam and das. Not that it's not there. That's the etzem hadavar. V'idach perushu. The rest is a perush. But the etzem hadavar is the ahava. Emunah de kesher she etzem b'sherish mitzius hadavar. M'kein, ein shayach b'makiv sheyesh b'chisar v'shen ha'pnimi. You're getting to these kind of, you're getting, using these words. It's a makiv, it's not a pnimi. All of those distinctions are in my levels of understanding things. So if I want to understand Taisvis, I have a somewhat of a vague understanding of it, but I haven't been able to really connect to it in a deep way. So then you could use the shyness of makiv and pnimi. Those are grades and levels within the world of seichel. Makifim and Pnimim. Kizeshu makif enu pnimi huhu ma'alosai. But by emunah of keser, the fact that it's a makif, that it's higher than all of the reasons, that's its maila. That's not a chisaron. You understand? That's the maila. And it's true. I can't explain it with things that are inside of me. With the shopping list. Nice, good, kind. God is this, God is that. I can't. Just like if people are not from it, they're dying on Kiddush Hashem. They can't explain it. So that means, therefore, that what? They're not mischaber to it? Fakir. They're mischaber to that more than life itself. Because the guy's going to die. And if you ask him, why would you want to live? He says, I want to live. What do you mean, why do I want to live? I got 8 kids. I got a wife. I have 50 years ahead of me. What do I want to live? And he has a whole list of why he wants to live. So then he says to them, how come you're about to let yourself get killed over being a Jew? I don't know. I don't know doesn't mean it's not there. I don't know means that it's something which is so high, it's so deep, it's so connected, it's the etzem of who I am, that I can't imagine living without it. Even though al-pisechel, I have many reasons to live. And all I have to do is to say some kind of a thing that Mary, Mother of God, and I'm in. I'm in the church. And then they let me go. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. What are you, superstitious? What are you, out of your mind? Why wouldn't you do it? Why do you want to live? It's got 100 reasons why he wants to live. Why do you want to die? I don't want to die. So why are you about to die? So he says, "Mashaeini chum leschaber love." He can't be meschaber to a havana of why he's going to die. He can't be meschaber to that. Mitzad chelke apnimi v'haseichel, because of that chelik of pnimius that's called seichel. Because it's so high. It's the etzem mi'atzamai. It's so great, it's so high, that it's lamal mi'akol. That it doesn't, it can't be put into an explanation. Even in his brain, he can't file it. He can't analyze it in his brain. Emunah dekesa, the second paragraph. Emunah dekesa hu sheresh hasheroshim b'chinas sibas hasibas shel hakol. All these kashes are coming from seichel. The way that we try to slug up a chavrusa or something. It's all seichel. But emunah of keser is sheresh hasheroshim b'chinas sibas hasibas shel hakol. It's the cause of all causes. It's the sherish of all sherashim. Therefore, he has a moon like this guy that's going to die. Even though, ain't a maven, he doesn't understand. Like the wife doesn't understand either the union that she has with the husband. The guy's had dementia for 10 years. I'm here, you'll excuse me, I'm here giving the guy a bath and cleaning him in the bathroom. And I love him. Akasha, all the things that I loved about him, they're already 10 years gone. So what, is this nostalgia? No, it's etzem yatzamai. Umischar b'davke derech ha'ofen hazeh she'enu meivin me'uma. The chibur is davke a chibur of enu meivin me'uma. It doesn't mean there's no chibur. It means the chibur is a chibur of enu meivin. Not that there's no chibur. The lash no chibur, that's seichel. I don't understand toises. The chibur here is a chibur she'enu meivin me'uma. Kirak kach nitla b'meshu l'malam mi'akol. B'chinas anoichi misha anoichi. When Hashem gave, anoichi Hashem l'kecha, eska kash, anoichi misha anoichi. I don't know who he is, what, can I explain it? I just know that I'm going to die for this. V'soydan shel dvorem d'havi k'may achibu l'Hashem etz baruch shu poshut b'tachlis ha'pshitus v'enu musa klal. Poshut, emuna pshuta, b'tachlis ha'pshitus. Without this explanation, without the whole list. B'tachlis ha'pshitus. Would a person say that because I don't understand him, because I don't understand him, therefore I'm not connected to him? Like a bechinas makiv that I don't understand toisus? Pshita deloya makach. A mamin, not that he just doesn't talk that way, he doesn't feel that way. When it comes to Tosfos, understanding Tosfos, there you can understand Tosfos in a way that's called Pnimi, in a way that's called Makif. And Pnimi, you can make a comparison. When you understand it in a way that's Pnimi, then you mischaber to the Tosfos, and you get it. But those, and that, if it's a Makif, then you don't really get it. So, there you could have a conversation about, I'm not connected to this Tais. I don't feel connected to the Gemara. I don't feel connected to this Gemara. There you could have such a conversation. In other words, there, the vocabulary of Makif and Pnimi, which is it's in the domain of Seichel, there's a chisorin that it's a Makif, it's not a Pnimi. Ach hadovish enu shayach lahanivr lahavina uleschaber elov. But in that inyan, which is called keser, which is emuna pshuta of a Jew, which is the mahus and the atzmus of who we are, which we can't understand in seichel, it's the mahus, it's the thing itself. Azai zudavka hayischabrus, that is the hischabrus, that it's the etzem of who I am. When something is not the etzem of who I am, then I'm talking about makif and pnimi. I don't get it, I do get it, when it's not me. But when it's me, I don't get it. But it's exactly that nekuda of not getting it that reveals that we're talking here about the etzem hametzi. It's not about levels of understanding. As I said, davka eschabrus. Hanaloi mitzad she'en yoisi b'cholus le'eschaber. Not being able to be mischaber means that I could be mischaber, but I'm having a hard time. This car could run, but something's wrong with the engine. That's something else. The etzem hadover by definition, cannot be understood. Therefore, it's not tied down to the gedorim of understandable reality, where one's connection to it depends upon how much you understand. It's the etzem hadav, it's the mitzvah itself. The way of being mischabed to the etzem is by pashtus, by pshitus, not by havana, not by seichel. V'zu hamuna de b'chinas ha-keser. That's hamuna b'chinas ha-keser. Urei, in the Sefer Baal Shem Tov Pashas Shmoyis, it's a famous thing. Shabal Shem Tov Zal Omer LaTalmidav. That at the end of his life, the Baal Shem Tov said to the Talmidim, Ach HaKol HaSogah Shehisakti L'malu B'Shor Shehatorah V'HaMitzvahs. After all the exalted levels that I reached in my understanding, B'Shor Shehatorah V'HaMitzvahs, in the Shoroshim, in the roots of all of Avodas Hashem, V'HaKol HaTanug M'HaSogah, and after all the unbelievable Tanug, pleasure, Tanug, delight, which is also in the Yiniv Kasa, which we learned a lot about, that I have from my understanding of Yiddishkeit, because the Baal Shem Tov's Hasogis were Hasogis El Yoynes. With all of that, he said, Ani meniach es kol ha-Hasogis u-machzak ani be-amun ha-pshuta before he died. He said, I give up all of those Hasogis, I put them all aside, and I'm holding on to one thing, amun ha-pshuta, ich bin anar ungleib. Anar. I'm a fool, anar. I mean, he said like anar, it's not exactly a fool. I'm a child. Anar means, in Yiddish, means a fool. Ich bin ein Narr und Gleib. I'm a Narr und Gleib, I believe. Umoi v'rabi ha-tzadik remodchiz lechvetsche omar sh'oid pirsha bal shemta dvar av yoysef omar v'im dechsiv pesa yamal l'chaldover halokziv shoyme psoyim Hashem. If you can have a taina, it sounds like somewhat derogatory, pesi, that a fool believes everything. So he said, halokziv shoyme psoyim Hashem. That's okay, Hashem watches over fools. So, you can imagine what the maskilim have made of such a comment of the Baal Shem Tov. Whether they were maskilim in Germany 200 years ago, or the maskilim on 185th Street. What the maskilim make of such a statement, what they make of such a statement is, the Baal Shem Tov, you're handing in your PhD. You're giving up your PhD just like that. You're giving up your whole thing, your dissertation, your PhD, everything. You're giving up. All that hard work. Thousands of hours of research. Hundreds of thousands of hours of research you're giving up, and you're saying such a, it seems like a ridiculous thing. Ich bin ein Narr und Gleib. Ich bin ein Narr und Gleib. Like a child. Like a child. Like the Baal Shem Tov said to that philosopher, he said, when the philosopher, he asked the Baal Shem Tov, what's your Inyan of Emuna? And the Baal Shem Tov said, what's yours? And he went into Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar and the Rambam and the proofs and Rabbi Sadegon. And the Baal Shem Tov said, my Inyan of Emuna is the way I felt when my mother was holding me, when she was nursing. So you think that the Baal Shem Tov is like, you know, Nebuch. The Baal Shem Tov is Chas V'Shalom, is a Nebuch. He renounces at the end of his life, so to speak, all the madrigas, and he says, "Ich bin ein Narr." V'noydu diver Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and then, to make matters worse for the maskilim, the great grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Nachman, in Sichas Aran Kuf Gimel, Toiv Yoisel Yes Pesi Yamal Chaldover. It's geschmack. It's much better to be a pesi, to be a fool that believes everything. Even to believe the shtusim and the shkarm. Because there are shtusim and shkarm that fell into things. Kidei laham and gam behemes. In order that I should remain be'etzim amamin, who believes the truth. Even though mixed into the truth, there are all kinds of little things that fell in. So it could be that mamin is wearing a little red thing around him, you know, that someone gave him a kever ochel. No. So the Rabbi Nachman says, okay, shkefelech. But I'm not giving up my emuna. It says milios chachem milikva b'kol chas v'shalom. So a couple of shtusim and havolim fell into this over the years. But I'd rather be a pesi that believes everything milios chachem than to be a chachem. to look for bakol and to reject and to deny everything, Chas v'Shalom. Everything has to pass through the bikaris, the critique of the human mind, of the human intellect. Dainu look for b'shtus mushkar. Vayidezeh nasa hakol etzonis etzto. The kaifer, the person, the skeptic, the maskil, he lives in the world of leitzonis. The kaifer gam behem is Chas v'Shalom, and he ends up being kaifer, the emes as well. Umutav shekari shayta kol yomai, like it says, like Chazal say, in Eidias, it's better that I should be seen as a shayta, people should call me a shayta my whole life. Va'al eye rosha shah achas lifnei hamokim. But I don't want to be a rosh even for a moment in Hashem's eyes. To be a mammon be'etzim. Turn over the page, let's just skip to the end. And then we'll do the piece from the Sefer Emunah. The end where it says, Hitzitzalov Balabira, you see it? Page Tes Zayin. Kamoisha Matsina Bavram Avina. Roish Lamamina. In Emunah, our Rebbe is Avram Avinu. That's our Rebbe. Roish Lamamina. Vayamin Bashem. So you know that he was thinking day and night. He was the biggest philosopher in the world. He was the smartest person in the world. He was a choyker. He was a maskil, the biggest philosopher. And he saw something is going on over here. And he was looking. But when did he become Reisha Ma'amina? At shehitzitz alav bal habira v'amaloi ani bal habira. He was making a huge ishtadlus, as he was stretching the brain. He was stretching human reason and intellect as far as it could go. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Ich bin da, I'm here. Now that would make life a lot easier for us also, right? The Emes says, we have that. We have that already inside. Avraham Avinu was the one who brought it down like that. But and you know why you and I are Ma'aminim, and we would dial Kiddush Hashem in a second, is because we know, because through Avraham Avinu, that Hitzitz Aleinu Bal Habira, that the Bal Habira, the Bal Abbas, the Baruch Shalom, said Ani Bal Habira. Inside of us is the thing that says Ani Bal Habira. Ha'indashin Nosin Lo Ha'emunah. He worked hard. And he proved himself worthy of receiving the gift of Emunah. And we're his descendants. We're Ma'aminim b'nei Ma'aminim. Hanishin nosin loy ha'emunah. U'kedachsiv bei v'hemin b'Hashem v'yach shever loy letztoker. U'kemay shapir shuramban. I don't want to take the time now to go into that. If you look, it's a famous Ramban. This was the avoda of the Kohen Gadol when he would walk in on Yom Kippur to the Kodesh Kadoshim. Shehishir hakol bachutz. When the Kohen Gadol would walk into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he left everything outside. And you know, Chazal tell us, afilu malachim esrafim. Even the angels, the malachim, weren't allowed in. Everything is outside. Haynu kol hasogis v'hadveikis. What does it mean he left outside everything? Like the Baal Shem Tov. At the end of his life, he left everything else outside. The Kohen God will leave everything outside means the Malachim. The Malachim, as you see it in the parentheses, Kidisa Shemalach Nikra Hasaga, Saraf Nikra Dveikus. He left out all of those reasons for connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Kohen God will leave outside the Kodesh Kodesh. His list. Of why he connects to Hashem. All of those things are left outside. This, and all the proofs, all the seminars, all the codes, whatever it is, everything's outside. Everything he left outside, he put down his knapsack, his bigs, with all of these interesting philosophical and religious, all these things, theological, philosophical, everything left outside. V'chol odom lo yiyya ba'ol moed. As it says in Pasuk. Hainu shakol nosar b'chutz, everything even the Adam. In other words, that the Adam that requires understanding, the Adam who resembles God because of his ability to understand, that also, everything was left outside. V'nichnas rak b'nekuda se'amunah shemei al hakol. And he went in with that nekuda of anar, gleip, yanar, to believe like anar. He went in pashtus. B'nekuda se'amunah shemei al hakol. V'sham, and in that place of the Kodesh Kedoshim, hitzitz alav bal habir. The only awareness there was there was the hitzitzala of the Baal Habir. The gaze, the look, the presence of the Baal Habir. Shegila Hashem Yisbarach is Soid Ha'emunah. That's the Kodesh Kedosh. Soid Ha'emunah. Keser. Asher Heyer Kapor V'Tahar B'Chlal Yisrael. And through that experience, the Kohen Gadol would come out with Slicha, Mechila, and Kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. Akasha, what do you mean, Slicha, Mechila, Kapara? Why, they changed, these people changed everything? Because he went in and he had this whole thing. Therefore, every Chaim Yankel outside became a tzaddik all of a sudden. The Slicha, Mechila, Kapara? Because the gilui of that nakuda of Hitzitzel of Balabira is the gili of the emunah, which is the etzim of a Jew. And at that point of the etzim of a Jew, there's only slicha mechila kapar. It's the kodesh kedoshim of a Jew. It's the mitzias of the bari olam. The mitzias itself. So yes, but he doesn't deserve to be forgiven. Did he really do tshuva? What about the chiluki kapara? What about charota? What about kabbalah haba? And what about this and what about that? What about all the other things? I mean, there are a lot of things that are going into being religious. Is he going to be good like this? Is he going to show up on time for davening? Is he going to come to seder on time? Is he going to wear his talis cotton all the time? Is he going to do this? Going to do that? These are all kashas from the world of seichel. They're good questions, and they need to be worked on. Of course, they need to be worked on. But the gilui of the Kodesh Kedoshim is something else. That's the inyan of Lag Boimah. Rabbi Shimon Bayochai, Bayochai beKodesh HaKadoshim. Bayochai beKodesh HaKadoshim. It's the holy name of Rabbi Shimon. Ma Kodesh Baruch Lakol, Af Rabbi Shimon Lakol. Ma Kodesh Baruch Lakol, Af Rabbi Shimon Lakol. Because that's the Nekudah HaPnimis. Af Rabbi Shimon Lakol. So if you go to Meron, and it's crazy, like it says in the Sfarim, inside is Mamish Neila, outside is like the mall. It's worse. It's crazy. Barbecues and belly dancing. What is the belly dancer coming to Meron for? What's going on over there? Makadosh Baruch Hu Lokol Afrei Bishim Lokol, because Jews want to be near the Kodesh Kedoshim. A sheikh is something. It's etzim hatzomai. And if you ask that person, so they might say a reason, why do I come? I get to see all my cousins. Wow, why can't you just see your cousins in Chulon, you know, or Bat Yam? It's much more comfortable. You're going to suffocate over here. Go to Bat Yam, it's nice. You can go to the beach with all your cousins. You can make a barbecue over there. Why are you coming all the way up here to Meron? What do you have with Rabbi Shimon? It's hashayches. You learn the Zohar Kodesh. And you have people that are hawking Zohars like it's a Yankee scorecard or something. Get your Zohar here. Get your Zohar. Well, that's by Meron. What is that? It's Rabbi Shimon by Yochai b'Kodesh HaKadosh. It's a gili of the etzen. Does that mean that it's not with seichel? What is all seichel to understand and to learn a piece of the Zohar Kodesh? But that's not where it ends. The inyan of Rabbi Shimon begins where the seichel ends. That's really where it begins. It's b'kodesh kadosh. And if you're going to learn pnimis haTorah, you have to be prepared to leave everything outside. To leave everything outside. But if you've ever had the misfortune of sitting with somebody and you're trying to say over Kedushas Levi, and the person says, oh, that's the pshat in the Pasuk. That's the pshat in the Pasuk. I don't know if you've ever had that misfortune. Or the Noam Elimelech. That's what it means. That's what it. I hold it goes mamish against Rashi. It's against Rashi. Don't get into any arguments. They're very sweet and holy people. Just leave them outside. You understand? Don't take them in with you. We could also learn a pshat in Rashi. And it's a wonderful thing. We do that our whole lives. We could also learn a machlokes Rashi, Ramban. Who was Rashi? Who was the Ramban? Etzem Atzam. B'Kadosh HaKadosh. B'Kadosh HaKadosh. You want to understand the Pasuk? So you learn Pshat. There's Remez, Jewish Sod. Sod is Kadosh HaKadosh. It was Rabbi Shimon's world. In Rabbi Shimon's world, you have to be prepared to leave that outside. And if you're not prepared to leave it outside, don't make us meshuggah with your inyana. Just stay away. Don't make us meshuggah with your kashas and your terutzim and your pilpulim. You're in or you're not in. If you're in, you have to be prepared to leave everything outside. If you're outside, then don't argue with what's inside. You're an outsider. And if the guy standing there sees this husband and wife that they're married for 50 years and they're holding hands walking on the boardwalk in Miami somewhere and they're looking at each other with mamish with the deepest love. And so this lamdan, this masa comes over, he says, you love each other? Why? She's not particularly attractive, this lady. I have to tell you, sir, please don't be insulted. Mrs., I'm sorry. And your husband over here could barely walk. And he's this congregation of Al-Seichel. I was in shul with him, and they were learning the Daf Yomi. You wouldn't believe the stupid questions he was asking. So it's a good kashi. He's a big maskil. You hold that you love him. What's the pshat? What's the pshat in that love? The pshat is l'hispashe, is pshitas. And I'm not going to defile that ahava by trying to explain it to you. And that's not something that is in the Dalet Amnes of your Seichel. And your way of reasoning is good in the Beis HaMedrash of Nigla. But in the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Shimon, you have to leave that outside. In the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Shimon, you leave that outside. In this Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Shimon, we begin with Etzem HaTzamai. And we think, and we try to understand. But it begins with the Etzem, with the Mitzvahs. Everything else has to be left outside. All the speculations have to be left outside. It's a different Beis HaMedrash. The Beis HaMedrash of Nigla, that's the Beis HaMedrash of Nigla. There's the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Shimon. The Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Shimon is B'Kodesh Kadosh. It's a different Beis HaMedrash. We're asking the Baruch Shalom, can you give us a taste of that, of what the Kohen Gadol, of what Avraham Avinu felt when you said I'm here, of what the Kohen Gadol experienced when he went inside. The Ha'er Banu Ani Bal Habira, that's the tefillah of a Jew. That's the sprach, the language of the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shimon. He gol na ufreis chavivi alai. Ha'er bonu ani bal habira, Baruch Shalom, shine upon us and within us. That hergish, that reality of the etzem of ani bal habira. Because I'm surrounded, I'm living in such a crazy world where everything is sichlius and everything is brought into the lowest place. Ha'er lonu is nekuda se'emuna ha'gavoha. We're asking the Baruch Shalom to illuminate us with the nekudas ha'emuna ha'gevoha, with keser of emuna. Emuna de keser. From the world of lo yodav lo yisyada, kefi she'he'arta aleinu b'shaz ha'noichi havai lakech. The same way that you that you were shining that into us when we stood at Har Sinai and you said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, you said to each and every one of us. We don't want to come to you with all of the pekelach of seichel. That's how we learn. That's beautiful. But to you, to the relationship, we don't want to come with pekelach of seichel, with proofs. With all kinds of computations. We don't want to come to you with that. Now, in the pages that you received tonight, we'll start a little bit. Mitzvah will finish it next week. Maybe the first Chelek of Lvavi came out before this. Maybe I don't remember the order. You have the Sefer Emunah at home? Any of you have this? You have the Sefer Emunah? It's not so easy to get. They didn't put out so many of them. It's the most hafadik Sefer. The whole Sefer. From beginning to end. It's a little Sefer. I don't know if it's around anymore. Omr Chazal, Boch Havakuk on page Chof Ches. Boch Havakuk v'hamid alachas. Let's just do the first paragraph. It says in Makis, Boch Havakuk v'hamid alachas, and he established all of Yiddishkeit on one thing. Shnemar v'tzadik b'manos yichya, but he knows this. Tzadik b'manos yichya. Vihine Hamaskil Yovin. One who truly understands this Gemara understands. Shehemidan alachas. Now, you will hear this Gemara said over in all different ways. What is the meaning of Hemidan alachas? That Bo Havakuk Hanavi came, Vehemidan alachas. Hamaskil Yovin Shehemidan alachas. Now, the way that it's often explained is that, well, if you're looking throughout all of Yiddishkeit, you want to find the one prat that is the foundation of all of Yiddishkeit. That's a common word that's being used. That emuna is the foundation of Yiddishkeit. She'emid alachas eno inyan, but the truth is that's not the definition of this. That's not what the Gemara is saying. Like Havakuk was looking for the most important prat. What's the most important prat? And he came up with emunah, that emunah is the most important prat. It's the most important piece of Yiddishkeit, is emunah. Shemid alachas, eno inyan shemotze prat echad v'olav hemid binyan kol ha'avoyde. That's not what it means. That he found the most important piece of Yiddishkeit, and all of the avoda is built upon that piece. So right now you're thinking, some of you, what else could it mean? What does it mean? Elo bor hadavar shehaachas hunukudas apnimius shel hakol. Do you understand the chiluk that he's making just now? Let's say you have 10 items, and you have to choose the most important item. And you have to then, having chosen that important item, these are 10 separate items. This is the most important one. Let's say building a house. This is the most important piece. And now I could build the house upon that most important piece, the foundation. That's how the Gemara is set over. But that's not what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means is, Baruch Hadover, Sheha'achas, Bo Chavakuk Vehemidan Al-Achas means, Hu Nekudas HaPnimius Shel HaKol. The Achas means, in every single one of the 10 pieces, the Nekuda HaPnimius is Emunah. It's the Achas that is the essence of everything. Not that there are billions and trillions of things. Or there are 612 mitzvahs, and there's the mitzvah of Emunah. Emunah is the most chashuv. So you have tefillin and Shabbos, and you have matzah and shofar, and you have lulav, and you have trumas and maizis. You have 612 mitzvahs. The most chashuv mitzvah is Emunah. And I have to be very, very, very careful with that, because everything else is going to be built upon that Emunah. So I take the Emunah, and on top of the Emunah, I put shofar and matzah, and I put the trumas and maizis and so on top of my Emunah. That's not it. Hemid and Lachas means that when you cut open the shofar, inside the shofar is Emunah. When you cut open the trumas, inside the trumas is Emunah. When you break open the esrig, it's Emunah. It's the Nekud Achas. Hemidan al Achas means it's the Achas and all that exists. Lebor Hadov Shah Achasum Nekudas Apnimi Shel Hakol. Not the most choshev item. The most choshev mitzvah. Everybody here knows that Lefi Pshutim Shel Dvarim, where the Rambam explains in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that I know that the mitzvah of Emunah, the first mitzvah, the mitzvah of Emunah, is not even worded but in a way of mitzvah. It's stated as a fact. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's not like the other mitzvahs. Dabar b'nei Yisrael. Tzavos b'nei Yisrael. Emunah was mezgala in the statement Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's not another thing on the list, coming back to our list. It's not another thing on the list. You got to put on tefillin today. You got to daven today. You got to learn Torah today. You got to bench lulav today, whatever it is. And you have to believe today. Or, it's the most important thing. Start off the day with believing. Mori Daniel the Fanamelcham, Rabbi Manasseh. That's not what it means. It means that every single molecule of what a Jew breathes in his life, is everything's Emunah. Every single mitzvah, it's Hamidah Achas, Achas, only Achas, Emunah. The Kudas HaPnimi Shel HaKol. Every piece in the Sfasamas is this Inyan. When you learn Sfasamas, every piece in the Sfasamas. He says it in different ways, because he was a genius. And he's got like a million amazing ways how he says this. But every single Torah in Sfasamas is this thing. V'kasher yesh es shorash ha-shorashim, shu nekudas ha-pnimis shel hakol. Now, when you have the shorash ha-shorashim, which is the nekudas ha-pnimis that gives life to everything, to the tefillin, to the mezuzah, to everything. Azay nichlal b'kirba hakol. Emani kan hakol kan. Emani means emunah. Hakol. Ki haklal koilo kol ha-prota. Because the klal contains within it, it might not be yet revealed, but the klal has within it, in potential, all of the pratim, emunah has within it, tefillin, and tzitzis, Shabbos, and so on. And if a person who is a mamin, it's just a matter of him learning, and being shown, how do you put on tefillin, how do you keep Shabbos. But everything is in the nekuda achas, which is emunah. Then you unpack it. Into all the pratim. You take it out. You unpack the emunah into the pratim. Ein prat yochid mechil bekirbo es haklal. A prat doesn't have in it the whole klal. A prat is a prat. Everything else is a prat. Emunah is the klal. Ba'oimik yoiser. Nevei ha-yisod shel Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The yisod of the Baal Shem Tov, which is Shaha'oiches b'miktsos ha'achdus oiches b'kulam. When you're holding on to the edge of Hashem's robe, You're holding on to Hashem Yisbarach himself. Because Emuna, which is the robe, Emuna is everything. And if you're holding on to that Nakud, it means you're holding on to the whole thing. It hasn't been unpacked yet. You don't get it. You didn't learn it yet. But that's the whole thing. Oiches b'miktzis ha'achdus, oiches b'kulai. Verei sha'prat koilal ha'achdus kulai. Ulam kol zois kashe mischarba l'b'chines ha'achdus sheb'prat. Therefore, every prat of Yiddishkeit, every single piece of Yiddishkeit, tefillin and Shabbos, has all of Yiddishkeit in it, has everything in it. But that's only what? Kashe mischarba l'b'chines ha'achdus sheb'prat. When you're holding on to the achdus sheb'prat. When you have emunah. When you're a mamon. When you're in that place of etzem hadover, of hitzitzel of balabira, loy lebchinas haprat shebeprat. If it's just tefillin, if it's just sisters, if it's just a lulav, no. That's not the whole Yiddishkeit. But if you're a mamin, if there's a muna, and you mischabe to that bechin of achdus, then in this lulav is kolotar kula. In the tzitzis is kolotar kula. In the sukkah is kolotar kula. In every single part of Yiddishkeit is kolotar kula, because if there's a muna, then it's hakol kan, everything. All right, we'll stop here, Mr. Shan. We'll try to do as much as we can to finish this Torah next week. The Damarav.